Hi, good morning.
Talking to the lovely Farrah Abraham of the hit show, Teen Mom and everything. What initially got you on television? Like, whose idea was it? Because I'm not sure. Was it your idea, your family's idea, what?
So I got pregnant at an early age, and I was starting modeling and acting and those things. A coach of mine that I had told I got pregnant to, you know, I was just voicing to her, you know, I don't want this messing up job opportunities or my future. Like, you know, what can I do? It was kind of like that freak out moment because I'm like, oh, I think I just ruined my life because I didn't know what to do. And so she had said that MTV is casting for pregnant teens, you know, submit a tape and see what happens. So I submitted a tape and, you know, 16 and pregnant got picked up and then also turned into Teen Mom, and that's how it went.
And how's your relationship with your mom these days?
My relationship is good. I, you know, speak to her daily, and sometimes I don't. You know, I just try to keep it, I try to keep it real. Like, we have our space now, and I'm happy about it.
Is that just a thing between girls? My mother and my little sister have a interesting relationship. Is that just something with mothers and daughters, maybe?
No, you know, some women and children get along better than others, and as we get older, you know, some of our parents can't respect that as we are changing and becoming our own. And, you know, I kind of think that it's just better communication is needed. And if they don't want to do it, then it causes that friction. It just is what that is.
All right, fair. Now Backdoor Teen Mom is the video that was downloaded at Beat Kim Kardashian's video. After this plays out about 10 years from now, what are you going to tell your daughter about the sex tape?
Yeah, I plan on, you know, bringing it up when we're talking about, like, the birds and the bees, the sex talk. I'm not going to let her watch it because I definitely don't. So then I watched my own parents have sex. That would be weird. And, you know, you want to just share what you've done, what you've learned from, and hope that they make better choices than you.
When this was all talked about, you know, this tape coming out, did you have any doubts of, like, I don't know if I want this to come out, or, you know, how was you feeling about
it? I have plenty of doubts. And I think the only thing that truly stood out to me was how much of an idiot I would be if I didn't accept, you know, the sum that I did to just give away the rights to my video and let somebody else deal with all the BS. And so, you know, I'm happy I let it go because, you know what, it doesn't really define me. I'm a better person, and I moved on, so it's okay.
Just real quick on your partner in the video, the James Dean, how did you end up meeting, and how did the thing end up getting, if you know, filmed?
It was through mutual friends. I'm not going to, like, go into anything else more than that because I'm not going to drag others into it, so.
Okay.
Sometimes bad things happen to good people.
That's right, and I think we all learn from our, you know, bad issues, and we can move forward. It's okay.
There was never a scary moment for you, though? Like, if there was a tape of me, I'll be honest with you, I would probably fight for them to never release my tape. Not because my performance wouldn't be top-notch.
Oh, come on.
It would be. But just to know that, you know, it could get in the hands of, you know, close relatives and family and, you know, just all the things that come with that once people get an opportunity to see you in that particular way.
Yeah, but you know what? I feel like my whole family has seen me grow up, you know, be naked, whatever, and they should just accept that, like, I'm 21 years old, I will have sex, I am single, and that's reality.
The tape was successful, to my understanding. I have not seen the tape, but I hear that it was very successful. Unless you tell me it's a tape that I need to see. Would you do that again? Will there be, like, a part two of this?
I have no idea what Vivid has done with the footage, but there should be no other videos. I will never take, you know, a video recorder and record having sex ever again, so never again. So I think that's the one and done, and if it's been so great, then, you know, you can always see it, I guess.
And will you continue doing reality shows, or is Hollywood offering you scripts for movies? What is happening with Farrah Abraham now?
There's a lot of those offers right now, but I feel like if there's no, like, growth for me personally in a project or an educational purpose for a TV show or just showing something different than the boring stuff that's on TV, I will not be a part of it. So right now I'm just focused on my restaurant endeavors, and I'm pretty happy with that.
Oh, really? Tell me about that. You have a restaurant. I didn't know that.
Well, I don't have a restaurant yet, but I got my degree in culinary arts management.
Okay.
So I've been really, you know, loading up all the information and trying to find the exact, you know, right spot to start first. And I think Austin, Texas is where I might be starting my restaurant first.
Wow.
And it's going to just have, like, the modern fusion appeal. So, you know, gluten-free, healthier, and just kind of brighter colors and cooler shapes and those type of things with the food. So I'm excited.
Fair. If all this goes away, because, you know, it could be a today thing. You're on everybody's mind. The public is fascinated with you. But it, as easy as it comes, it can easily go. If that was to happen, would you be okay with all this? Because fame can be a very intoxicating drug.
I mean, I still live regular life. I do not like to be in, like, the limelight. And I see people who are like that, and I work with people who are that way. And I'm a complete different person. So I'm okay with that.
On Twitter, they can follow you where, Ms. Fair?
F1 Abraham. And you'll see all of, like, my appearances and events and updates that are coming up that I'm excited for. And I'm just excited I get to go visit people in different cities.
We appreciate you calling to the morning show and shedding light on the situations and everything that's happening with you. We appreciate that. And I wish you much success on everything that you do, Ms. Fair.
Well, thank you all, and have a great day.